In fact, let's do that now. It's a good time to take a few deep breaths. Remember how it goes? It's pretty easy. Just sit comfortably. Take a few deep breaths. I could use that. And think about George giving his speech with a raspy voice and sniffling. Just imagine how that would look. Think about a bully who can't talk. Think about a speaker stumbling over his words every time he lies. Just imagine it. Just imagine it. And be sure to imagine it while he's giving his speech, too. Let's do everything we can to prevent him from being able to tell the American people any more lies. Now we have a little weather to take care of, too, and I think we can do it all in one step. Kyle is still out there in Atlantic, not really going anywhere, but it has the potential, you know, for causing problems and coming inland. There are more storms capable of being severe weather down along the Gulf Coast in South America. Now let's just imagine that Kyle becomes calm and goes away, and that severe weather around the world becomes calmer and milder. Just calmer and milder. Remember, just imagine it's a whole new world. It's calmer, calmer, and milder. And all you have to do is want it. Just imagine how that would look. And it will, piece by piece, become that. Quick note, happy birthday to Vladimir Putin. He turns 50 today. I knew there had to be a reason why I felt compelled to bring him up the other night. Some more good news. Let's start with the fact that there will be a preliminary hearing today for Robert Blake, part of which is to determine the possibility of bail. That should be an easy decision in his favor as far as I'm concerned. However, it's rare in a murder case, and these days you just can't seem to count on real justice. Nonetheless, story from CNN, Robert Blake says, I'll be acquitted. Contrary to media reports, Blake said his six-month marriage to Bakley was not terrible, though he did not fully know her background, because her stories changed every day. He said if he had no motive to murder her, because if he had wanted to, he could have simply separated from her and gotten legal custody of Rose. Blake said he decided to try to make the marriage work for his daughter's sake. Blake and Bakley dined together on the night she died and left the restaurant together. He told police he went back into the restaurant to retrieve a gun and found Bakley shot when he returned. Prosecutors allege he shot her himself. But Blake told King that, unlike most murder suspects, he did nothing to evade or capture or hide evidence, noting that he spent most of the night being questioned by police and didn't even change the clothes he was wearing when Bakley died. Blake also characterized speculation about his bodyguard, Earl Caldwell, charged as a conspirator in the murder, as crap. Blake has hired an attorney for Caldwell and posted his $1 million bail. He said Caldwell is being pressured to implicate him unjustly in the killing. As far as I'm concerned, Blake should get out. Illinois is going to hold mass clemency hearings. That's interesting. You'll also want to see the CNN Presents program that featured Christiane Amanpour. It's an excellent report called Sentenced to Die Inside the Texas Death House. Beginning next week, the Prisoner Review Board will hold hearings for at least 140 of the state's 160 death row inmates, after which Ryan will decide if he wants to commute their sentences to life without parole. The governor ordered the hearings after a string of challenges to Illinois' death sentences. Since the state resumed capital punishment in 1977, 13 death row inmates have seen their sentences overturned, including some found innocent. 12 inmates were executed during the same period. While that has cast doubt on the integrity of the state's capital punishment system, the families of many murder victims say their open and shut cases shouldn't be subject to such scrutiny. I tell you what this means if this happens, said Jamie Sambuco, whose family will attend the clemency hearing for Robert Turner, who was sentenced to death for the 1985 slaying of his sister, Bridget Drobny. It means what little justice my sister got will be undone. That will be the legacy of Governor Ryan. Interestingly enough, though, the Bible talks about the death penalty. It says the death penalty is a just thing to do when life is mercilessly taken. It does not say that you must take an eye for an eye. But more interestingly, it says that anyone who testifies for the purpose of seeking another's death is guilty of murder as well. In Numbers, the Bible talks of justice being objective and without bias or preference, except for the vigilance to seek truth and justice, compassion without vindictiveness. One of the most compelling remarks in the CNN report was when the keeper of death row said he'd prefer to think that death row was more of an advocate for victims' rights. That would be a vindictive stance, and that is not just. In entertainment news, wow, what a show. Tonight I watched The Murder of King Tut in a program about Moses on the Discovery Channel. On Wednesday nights, they have a new program that debuts at 9 p.m. called Unsolved History. This Wednesday, they kick off the program with a report on the battle at Gettysburg. Don't forget Everwood, I can never say that for some reason, Everwood is on Mondays at 9 p.m. on Warner Brothers. Also on Wednesday at 9 p.m., it's the debut of Birds of Prey, and you'll definitely want to check that out too. Time to get the old VCR running. Let's see, movies. Oh, great weekend for Red Dragon. They're going to set some records on their sales. Anyway, Hannibal Returns. That's with Anthony Hopkins and Ed Norton. I really liked Ed Norton in Fight Club. That was a bizarre movie. Sweet Home Alabama, Reese Witherspoon's latest great one. It's doing great. My Big Fat Greek Wedding, I finally found his name. John Corbett is his name, the guy from Northern Exposure. You might remember him, too. He played this role of Aiden at Sex in the City with Sarah Jessica Parker. That was a good one. I thought they were actually going to end up getting together myself. I thought they were perfect for each other, but that, of course, based on the premise of the program, would be the reason why they would break up. I mean, you know, it's got to be as real as it can get. There's always the tuxedo out there, Jackie Chan. Oh, on pay-per-view, just got to go for Lord of the Rings. It's incredible. Got some movie clips here in the text of this broadcast for you to get to. And see, in music, oh yeah, James Taylor, October Road. Rolling Stones, 40 Licks. I like all these guys so much. Bruce Springsteen's got The Rising. Peter Gabriel's Up album is incredible. You got to check it out. And then, of course, there's always Jon Bon Jovi. He's got a new album coming out. It'll be out on Tuesday. It's called Bounce. And then there's always good old Elvis, 30 Hits. You got to get that online, I believe, or call a magic number. I don't have the number. I don't pay attention to that stuff. Like I said, I don't use the phone. I think that's enough entertainment news for the night. I'd tell you some synchronicity stuff, but it's all stuff I really can't repeat in public. It's personal. We'll leave it that way. I want to finish off with this story, and I particularly want the Bush people to hear this one. They'll fully understand why this is so important to me. This one is coming from the Mormon Church, and they made an anti-war statement, but, you know, this story is in a way about Iraq. But the Mormons have asked schools to not schedule events on Monday evenings so that children and parents can honor their tradition of having a family night, which I applaud fully. But then there's this. The Mormon Church issued a strong anti-war message at its semi-annual general conference, clearly referring to current hostilities in the Middle East, advocating patience and negotiation, and urging the faithful to be peacemakers. As a church, we must renounce war and proclaim peace, said Russell M. Nelson, a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Quorum of the 12 Apostles, which acts under the direction of Church President Gordon B. Hinckley. Nelson, never directly referring to Iraq or current moves toward war, but he mentioned the conflict in the Middle East and said resolution of present political problems will require much patience and negotiation. The Golden Rule's prohibition of one interfering with the rights of others was equally binding on nations and associations and left no room for retaliatory actions. In a pivotal position